Well, they've York have got the ball back again. Here's McLaughlin now. Back to Moki. Moki infield, midway into SC United's half, plays the ball to Burgess. Burgess with a nice pass out to the right back Griffiths, who's forward. Griffiths now with a ball towards the back post. Fisher lets it run. Don't think it's going to go out of play, though, for a goal kick. It's kept in play by Burgess. Burgess plays the ball back here to McLaughlin. McLaughlin through ball to find Kempster. Kempster tries to find the ball back to Burgess, but well defended by Morton. Forward to Myers. Myers lays the ball off there to McHale. McHale now looking to go down a very narrow route, but still with the ball. Infield it goes to Myers. Myers now looking to have a shot. Oh, it's saved down low to the right-hand side by Bartlett. Perhaps the ball to the left was the one to Bannister, but Myers, it was a good shot in the end, and it was a good save by the goalkeeper, Roy.
It was a good save by the goalkeeper, because as he struck the ball, it actually took a deflection off one of the defenders and shot down to his right hand side when it was going to his left. So well done.
9 minutes on the clock, first corner to SC United, and it comes. Britton's
there.
SC United on the 9th minute at Broadhurst Park. A fantastic ball into the box there for Bannister on his right foot, and Whittam rose and headed it in one of the only places there was no one there.
No, it was tremendous. It rose, and to be honest, all the York defenders were just stood around him, watching him basically. He just rose up and then picked his spot. He just headed it into the back post area. Nobody on the back post, and ball was nestling in the net.
Ferguson, though, keeps the ball in play just inside FC United's half. Here's McLaughlin now. McLaughlin back into York's half. He goes with the ball into the centre circle to Moki. Moki heading into a bit of trouble there. But the Bannister deflection falls to Longstaff. Very fortunate. Very, very fortunate. Longstaff pounced on that ball, and he didn't really hit it that crisp either, and it's managed to find its way into the net. And on 28 minutes just gone, FC United have conceded a goal, and it's an equaliser for York, Roy.
And it was, yeah. I mean, the ball fell between two FC defenders, one being Lynch, and they didn't deal with it straight away. They allowed it to bounce and then bounce again. York got onto it, knocked it back out wide to a wide area, and like you say, you know, he scuffed it a little bit, but sometimes, you know, when you scuff it, it's hard to read, and you know, it's a bit more difficult to actually save, and it just found itself into the far corner of the goal.
SC United attacking his light brown road in this first half, and O'Halloran looking to take a short corner here, but Bannister opts instead for a more traditional effort. Into the box it goes, and there's McHale. He can't get the backward angle right on that header, but Bannister wins the ball back. Bit of dilly-dally in there from Longstaff. Here's McHale now on the corner of York's box, heading out towards his left-hand touchline. Back to Willoughby. Willoughby back to the halfway line, finds Morton. Morton now on the edge of the centre circle, looking for options. Well out done. His left-hand side, finds O'Halloran. O'Halloran takes a touch. Well down done. The left-hand channel here to Willoughby. Nice Cruyff turn there by Willoughby. Shot comes in, finds Whittam on the edge of the box.
Oh,
what
get
a
in
finish!
There.
What a finish there from Dale Whittam. What a turn from Willoughby. The ball manages to find its way to Dale Whittam in the D, and he levered it to the right-hand side of Bartlett. Absolutely no chance. And on 36 minutes, Roy, Dale Whittam's not done much, but he scored 2 goals.
And that's it, yeah. Hey, and what more can you ask? The thing is, to be honest, I mean, he had 2 probing balls played in through to from O'Halloran. The second one straight into his feet. It just lifted up a little bit off the floor and allowed him to pummel a left foot volley straight into the net. Absolutely tremendous delivery and also finish and execution.
Newton to take this. It's just inside FC United's half over on the left hand side, as we've got 1 minute of additional time. Thanks, Tim. Like a vocal echo. Anyway, forward, the ball goes towards Fisher. Fisher spills it and then does just about enough there to get the ball clear. And here's McHale now. McHale, Moki's on a booking, and he's going to get a second yellow. And that's going to be York down
walking.
To 10 men. Definitely.
He's walking.
It was a silly challenge, that, by Moki. And there's no argument there, is there, Roy, really?
No, the McHale got a break there. He was chasing in on maybe a 3-on-2 situations, you know, in a defensive area, and Moki came in from behind, took him down from behind, and he suffers basically for that first booking. That's what it was.
Infield, the ball goes there by Whittam to find Winter. Winter now to the edge of the box to Bannister. Bannister facing out towards that left-hand side now, finds O'Halloran. O'Halloran to Bannister, who continues his run. Bannister now on his right foot, crosses this ball in. It's Willoughby!
Gellin!
And Willoughby just got his foot on it, but it was such a beautiful ball into the six-yard box there from Bannister from the left-hand side. That's all Willoughby had to do. He had to just get his foot high enough to touch the ball. Bartlett in the York goal had no chance. And 3 minutes into the second half, FC United are 3-1 up, Roy.
Yeah, and a great delivery, like you say, off Bannister straight into the area. And as it was, he made a run there, totally unmarked. Got his right foot right up in the air, managed to get a touch on it. The momentum of the goalkeeper taking him to his left-hand side, and he basically just knocked the ball into an open goal. 3-1. Let's make sure we keep organised, we keep disciplined, and we don't show them any sort of impetus to want to get back into this game.
Well, it's a throw-in to York. 27 minutes gone in the second half. FC United 3-1 up. York down to 10 men. And York now from the right-hand side. Cross this ball towards Burrow. Oh, and we let it bounce there. There's Longstaff. Oh, it's the bar. Goal. There's the rebound. And just like that, there was Wes York. And really, you're taught at school, Roy, don't let the ball bounce.
Exactly.
And that's what we did.
Yep.
And York have got a goal back. 3-2.
Yeah, and they've got a little bit of encouragement now. And to be honest, over this last 5 or 10 minutes, you know, they've been playing a little bit of football, haven't they? Especially down that right-hand side, where York has been operating and making his runs. So he got into it. Great initial header that hit the bar, came down, bounced down, and York was there.
Where's
just
York?
To put his head on it.
Yeah, where's York with a superb goal? And hello, nerves. It's 14 minutes left. It's a free kick to York on the edge of the centre circle in FC United's half. Dead centre. And it's going to be Burgess to take this. We're into that last 14 minutes now. Burgess takes it. Chips the ball to the edge of FC United's penalty area. It's flicked on, and there's Longstaff.
It's in.
In acres of space.
He
just broke away there from the FC United defensive line. No one near him. Fisher got a hand to it, but it wasn't enough. And Longstaff gets the equaliser.
Absolutely, we talk about discipline and being organised and what have you. There's a little dinking, takes a header. The header moves over the top of all the defensive line of FC to Longstaff, who's absolutely absolutely unmarked for about 5 yard period, and he just puts the ball. Admittedly, Fisher did get a good touch on it and try to keep the ball out. But the ball crosses the line. 3-3.
And for those of you out there who scoff at fate and spirituality and all that, the same time that goal was scored, Geisley take the lead at home to Curzon Ashton. Here's Donoghue, a ball to the back post. There's Myers. Hey, but, oh, and it nearly
save,
broke
lad.
To Willoughby. Yeah, as I was saying, Geisley taking the lead against Curzon Ashton. And, as you know, the night, we're looking at 15 minutes left, and you're thinking to yourself, this night's going to be all right. Within the space of a couple of minutes, it's all gone backwards again.